In the wake of the David Renz case, Congressman Dan Maffei is proposing congressional legislation for more oversight for federal probation offices. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the Syracuse area representative is crafting a bill that would keep a tighter rein on suspects being monitored by electronic ankle bracelets.
It was a story that shocked Central New York. A Liverpool woman was killed and a 10-year-old girl sexually abused outside the Great Northern Mall in Clay last March. Authorities believe Renz committed those crimes after disabling an electronic monitoring bracelet meant to keep track of him while he awaited action on federal pornography charges. Maffei says the fact that probation officers ignored dozens of alerts that Renz had tampered with the bracelet is the focus of his three-pronged legislation, and he believes he'll have support from other lawmakers in Congress.
When I talk to my colleagues in Congress, they're shocked, and they wonder immediately, can this happen in my area too? And what is different about Syracuse? And you conclude that there really isn't anything different about Syracuse that would allow it to happen here and not happen somewhere else. So that's why we need these national standards.
Maffei's proposal would create an independent watchdog that would oversee all federal probation offices, establish a nationwide standard for responding to electronic bracelet alerts, and make it a federal crime to tamper with these devices. Maffei hopes to see action this fall. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.